Techpocalypse, February 11th, 2014.
It's been another insane week.
It has.
It's like it never ends.
And here we are, another Tuesday evening.
We're live from the Pentagon tonight.
You're listening to the Intel Scanner.
And we better do the disclaimers, so let's say 100% for entertainment purposes only.
Not for the weak of mind, or the faint of heart, nor the virgin-eared.
Better give two thumbs up to the sponsors. Lanik Technologies.
Lanik Technologies. For all your technological needs, they are the tech guys you want to see. Also,
we have the Total Wreck on sound tonight.
And every night.
Puppet Master Publishing.
Hey, don't forget our DJ Otto.
And DJ Otto.
Yeah, the one from Norwegian.
OTTO, I was thinking. AUTO.
No, that's Otto, our Norwegian DJ that keeps playing all that music all day long.
It's Morgan, Morgan.
And tonight's episode also brought to you by Gotcha. For your surveillance and IT needs, call Gotcha.
Building websites, installing digital camera systems.
Absolutely. And Puppet Master Publishing's got t-shirts, the best Puppet Master t-shirts you ever saw. Check out PuppetMasterPublishing.com.
Artwork like second to none.
So also Last Days of the Proletariat, I'd like to just throw in there, because that is on Puppet Master Publishing's website. If you'd like to check it out, PuppetMasterPublishing.com. So, it seems we have had a busy week, and there's a lot to talk about.
There is. It has been a wild week. I'm going to wait to bring that up till we get into the topic, but
we'll start some headlines tonight.
With us tonight, we have Travis Olson.
Hi, the legendary Travis Olson. It's good to have you on tonight, and thanks for showing up. Excellent.
Thank you.
He's wanted in seven unextraditable countries, so we're all good.
So they can't come and get
him. So they
him
cannot.
Here.
Yeah. Can't get him. They'll come get us. Leave him here.
God for the NSA that protects us from such evil other countries that would otherwise extradite people.
Oh, like, boy. We're going to get into the NSA here in a minute. We better do some headlines.
And a little bit later tonight, we'll have Katie Robertson should be stopping by the studio.
Ooh, for answers. We have her new single, and I'd like to put it out there that the Total Wreck did record it. And we're proud here at MontanaRadio.net that we get to debut tonight. So a lot of her friends will be playing.
Awesome. So as spokesman for the Total Wreck, you have capabilities for recording sound and have that available on your website, per se?
They can check it out at the Montana Artist Directory, which
Excellent.
Is something else.
Excellent. Check it out, the Montana Artist Directory. Total Wreck for all your sound needs. Excellent. Right on. And Katie Robertson, that new single, that is going to be hot tonight. If she shows up, I want her to play it live, actually. I brought my guitar for her to play.
That's excellent. That's what we'll do.
I want her to do that. What's that? Scorpio, it's called? Scorpio?
Scorpio. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I checked it out on Facebook, too. Katie Robertson on Facebook. we're plugging everybody tonight.
That would be her third appearance on the show too.
Excellent. Yeah, no, yeah, it has too, because she was on with her former band, Cancerous.
Cancerous. Her former band? She's not.
They're looking for like it's a bass player and a drummer, from what I understand.
I understand they're playing here not too much longer.
Really?
They're just taking a little hiatus.
Excellent. Well, you know.
Somebody had a baby here not too long ago, and they're trying to figure out when they're going to get that first good night's sleep.
Yeah, I know how that can be. I really do. Thank you.
Well, I guess we're going to jump into the show here. Headlines. I grabbed a few things here. Homeland Security is looking to purchase 141,000 rounds of sniper ammo. I don't know what that means. We'll stay tuned.
What could they possibly want with that?
I don't know. Our heads? a Google subsidiary has been chosen to run and renovate a huge federal airfield out in California. So, I don't know. I guess you got to be Google. Have that kind of. I like this one. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was giving a speech at the Palm Beach Atlantic University in Florida, And he said that Americans are too sensitive about race. That really touched me.
Oh, yeah. Sensitive about race, are we? And Americans are made up of all races. Are you kidding me?
And we talked about the Ukraine last week, and there's been no footage. There's almost no news coming out of there. So I think all we can assume is that the Ukraine is burning down completely in civil war, because we were getting live feeds on the internet of it. But you can look it up yourself. There's not much there.
No more live feeds from the Ukraine.
Shut off like last week.
Shut off like they shut off their food supply back in the day, huh?
Oh, they shouldn't have torn down that Lenin statue. He's gonna give them another starve out.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you think you're hungry now.
Oh man. I'm saying that, right? That's not even funny, mine. God,
it's disturbing and sad.
Crazy what's going on over there. Especially since there's such radio silence coming out of there right now.
News silence, there's silence all around, yeah. It's scary, so I mean, stay tuned to that. Don't let that go away from your mind. And I have one more thing here for the headlines. Michael Johnson, he was a wrestler. I'd heard the story before. I forgot to write down what college. But he's 22 years old, and he's being charged with knowingly exposing people to HIV and gonorrhea. 32 people, men and women.
That's a police officer? Yeah.
No, he's not a police officer.
That was a different story.
But no, this guy was a college wrestler. Wow. And to add insult to injury, he was secretly videotaping all these sexual encounters with men and women, knowingly giving them AIDS and gonorrhea.
Wow.
And
that's
pretty disturbing.
Disturbing, exactly. I was looking for there. Disturbing news in the world today. There's a lot of sickos out there.
Yes.
You gotta watch your ass. I'm just saying. Cynics. Yeah. So
those videos now available
on YouTube.
AIDS are us.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those videos are on YouTube.
I bet they are. My God, they probably are.
Oh. Somewhere. Yeah, I should have set up a joke for that. Good.
Well,
call.
That's the state of most criminal minds want to show the world what they've done.
Oh, yeah, especially like with this internet.
The egotistical part of it, like, look what I got away with. And it's a sick, sad twist, it seems like, of the human experience that I don't want to partake in myself, so I'm just saying.
Well, that's the headlines I have. What do you got there?
Oh, well, let's see. Today, the debt limit grows again. It was kind of suspended for a time there, a couple of months. We're up to $17.2 trillion now.
How many zeros is that?
The thing is, the GOP is... John Boehner is actually pushing pushing to now, you know, flop from a few years ago. He's ready to completely lift all restrictions.
He doesn't stand hard on the issues.
Give up the debt limit for
what a boner.
Nothing. He seems a little flaccid on
himself. He is a little. He seems really impotent when it comes to running these laws. But I don't know.
Whatever.
Let's see. I read today that Attorney General Eric Holder, the give the guns to the. To the Mexican guys.
Oh, we know who. Well,
he wants to restore voting rights to ex-felons. He would like all states to
know. The head of the Justice Department?
He wants to refer gun rights to all felons?
Voting rights.
Voting
rights. Oh, I said gun rights. Who the fuck cares about voting rights?
Which is actually, I guess it's an easy thing for him to win points for.
Yeah, he's like, vote for me. I'm the stupid scumbag. Dude, he's like the poster boy for just scum... bureaucrat, lawyer, glorified janitor.
But once you've served your time, yeah, you should
rocking
be able,
a cool
you
mustache.
You should be able to vote again. Yeah, that's the whole point of our
reason you're out.
Reformation.
But who votes?
Apparently ex-felons.
I mean, they must be the only ones. I can't think of one person I know that votes.
I think they just want to be able to use laws. All their names.
On
I vote on laws.
On the list.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I vote laws never for any person in particular, though. Never candidate.
That's how you...
It doesn't make any sense.
That's what everyone should do.
So, yeah.
I agree. That's what I should do as well. But, here we go. Techpocalypse. Don't we done with headlines?
Tech-pocalypse!
Side tech?
Well, what technologies are closing in? What technologies are going to fully destroy us?
Closing in. Whoa.
Closing in. Where are the walls closing in the hardest?
I know which ones that are really disturbing to me the most is their advancements in microbial and virus and bacterial research to create a superbug. And they've created several. Seems like strains of bubonic plague that have been dug up and created into 100% death of humanity. If one person gets this, everyone dies. To smallpox variations, to all kinds of viruses, chickenpox, and that's H1N1, all these strains that are coming around seem to be from West Nile to bird flu and all these seems like viruses and bacteria, fungus, and that's the new technology that they're researching into that scares me the most.
See, but I don't see them activating that type technology.
I see them beta testing stuff all over. I mean, they on record, they tested syphilis on all kinds of black folk back in the day, even.
You know, all sorts of folk.
All sorts of folk, for sure. They tested all kinds of diseases on people, so, I mean, why wouldn't they be killing people now in their tests?
I mean, on a large scale, now. I don't see them.
Some of the technology that scares me, anyways. I mean, as far as techpocalypse, that is one avenue.
Biological war.
I hadn't even thought about biological technology.
It is going
that
crazy.
Is crazy.
They're doing all kinds of research, playing with all kinds of things, and you know, and all it takes is
I'll drink to the survival of the human race.
The scary thing about biological warfare is you get that shit out there, and it can be self-replicating, and you know, a little mistake, and it's out, and it's going wild.
That's what makes it so scary, techpocalypse. I mean, that's and so. What other type of technology would could possibly be the demise of mankind?
Well, how about the demise of mankind?
You've obviously got something in mind. What you got?
Well, when I see the walls coming down, it would have to be the aerial robots,
the drone technology.
It has to be, because that is absolutely the scariest. And there was a documentary that just came out. It was the Tears of Waziristan, or I can't remember the exact name of it. But it had an interview with a guy, and he was his brother and his son were both killed in a drone attack in this tribal part of Afghanistan.
Were they Americans?
No.
American citizens? No.
No.
They were potential terrorists, apparently.
Potential terrorists, and
And that's all you gotta be is a potential terrorist to be drone strike.
This week,
stricken, drone stricken.
This week he was supposed to make a speech before several people of European parliaments, and he's gone missing. He went missing on February 5th. 20 armed men dressed in police outfits came and grabbed this guy, and you can see his video, and he just makes
a plea.
That's
on YouTube.
That's on YouTube. It's all over the internet. His name is Kareem Khan. And there's several videos of him, and he was slated to go to Europe this week to discuss the horrors of the CIA drone program. I'll give you the exact quote here. According to human rights organization Reprieve, executive director Claire Algar states, quote, "We are very worried about Mr. Khan's safety. He is a crucial witness to the dangers of the CIA's covert drone program, and has simply sought justice for the death of his son and brother through peaceful legal routes," end quote. And
so some black Darth Vader dressed guys came and snatched him up into a van and drove him off.
Exactly.
Parts unknown.
What's happened in Pakistan, and especially the Waziristan region, is that's being used as a test ground for all this drone technology with human subjects. The Pakistani government is taking billions of dollars from U.S. corporations, and they're allowing Boeing and Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and all these corporations with their drones to come in and practice live fire, blowing people's fucking heads off. And we are not being told of the true casualty.
In fact, they probably make money and are contracted through the government to do that stuff. Even
there is nobody overseeing this,
and they do it outside our borders. So it's just
it's listed as a lawless region. So even the UN, the Geneva Convention, nothing matters there. These corporations
have no ethics.
Nothing.
The corporate military industrial complex.
And this is disturbing. And people better wake up. Better wake up to what is really happening.
That stuff's going to come home to roost. Already been tested here on. Well, I know this black guy in California. He said he had a T-shirt made that said, "I am not Christopher Dorner," and he just wore it because he didn't want to get shot because he was a black dude. Even though they weren't even shooting at black dudes, they were shooting at little white old ladies and stuff. Well, thinking that's what they killed, wasn't it? They drone striked him to death. Christopher Dorner guy.
It's not even difficult, though. I mean, all they have to do is hone in on the GPS on a cell phone. Mm-hmm.
Send a hellfire missile right through your front door.
Think about collateral damage that comes with it, too, while they're doing that.
And there's been a lot of innocents killed in all of the... Obama has been the drone king.
Well, you want to talk about how...
He's droned more people to death than any other president.
I can give you an exact rundown of how this works. The drones that they're flying are so powerful that they create a cell phone hotspot. All they have to do is put in your cell phone number. They create the hotspot coming in over, 5,000 feet above you. That creates itself. You don't even realize your cell phone, that's the hotspot they're using, is the fucking drone that's about to cell phone. They're going to get you right between the nuts.
Just relays your signal.
And that's the thing about it, is the NSA has this huge surveillance network. They have taken humans out of the loop. They're going purely on electronic intel. So they're just tracking cell phones. It makes it
easier for someone to press a button and kill someone.
Well, it makes it real simple. Exactly.
Without having a human interaction and that consideration of another human life gets taken out of the equation. And it's all just done automatically, autonomously.
Well, see, the terrorists figured out you take your phone and hand it to somebody else. Or you take your phone and just stuff it under somebody's house or stuff it under their mattress. Put it at the preschool for collateral damage. I mean, these guys are smart. They know that their cell phones are being tracked.
You just got to keep switching up cell phones every couple of days and shit or whatever. You talk on it once and get rid of it.
I don't even see.
This assassination program.
Bullshit. Why would they? They're not even using cell phones. They're just saying that.
They take the human completely out of it.
We're tracking cell phones.
But that's the point. Mm-hmm. They're taking the human factor out. They're trying to make it strictly autonomous, instant kill. Without thought, without reservation, without repercussion even, you know what I mean? They're getting away with this day after day, killing people all over the
scary
world.
It's scary.
Who are the operators?
They hang out Air Force bases.
Who's authorizing all of this death?
Air Force? Yeah. Navy?
But I mean, the people that actually do it, though, I mean, people probably got a lot of experience with video games and whatnot. It'd probably be a lot easier to associate
You get someone that's disassociated from what they're doing with the little button they're pushing.
Yeah.
You don't give a shit, you're just pushing this button. It doesn't affect you that it's actually killing someone.
Yeah.
Because if you don't think about it like that, then, you can just keep on doing it. It's kind of fun. You just keep on pushing the button.
Well, what's funny? There's two parts of our society that really pushed... Two technologies. Now, drone technology, we all know, was pushed by Hollywood so they could shoot good camera angles and not have to, reel the camera out there and, do it analog. They want to get up there and fly it so they can shoot the angles. But there's also the other technology is facial recognition technology. Now, this technology, I come to find out, was actually started by the casinos, the Las Vegas casinos. And they pushed this facial recognition technology so that they could pick out cheaters. Known cheaters. So right when a cheater walks in, boom, we got him right now. So I thought that was interesting. And then I come to find out about Maine Corps. Now Maine Corps is a list of 8 million Americans deemed radicals and a threat to national security that will be put into concentration camps should a martial law situation arise.
Yeah.
Maine Corps, though, look at it. I was...
Maine Corps.
It's only become public in the last couple years, and we've had it since 1984.
Wow.
Yeah, Maine Corps, look it up. And the original facial recognition was called Trapwire, And that's been used at the last 13 Super Bowls, and that just recently came out.
Oh, shoot. There is a facial recognition camera on every intersection.
Oh, yeah. It was 13 years ago, 15 years ago.
Been like that. When I was a kid, I heard the adults talking about, yeah, they're never going to put a camera everywhere and watch us. It would be like 1984, and that'd be like crazy, and no way would everyone would never let that happen and stuff. And then all of a sudden I get older and there's a camera on every corner. Every intersection I go through, license plate reading, facial scanning camera. Why in the hell do people need to track where I'm going, what I'm doing, who I'm seeing, where my car goes? Well, here's the thing. They're putting every car since 2005 has had a black box in it that records every mile that's driven, how hard you press the brakes, how fast you go, records everything, and the ends to that mean is to charge everyone for every mile that they drive, on top of fuel, on top of everything else, and ticket people also for breaking the law, even though there wasn't a police, it was recorded, sorry sir, we retroactively made this law go into effect,
yeah.
And now you, your black box says that 3 years ago you went 45.
They'd love
45,
to.
They're driving down this highway in Colorado going
85.
Yeah,
they'd love to. And it's all recorded into a giant database.
We have to push for open access to this. I mean, that's useful technology. Like, you can improve your vehicle's performance with, you know, the information of how you drive, and you can improve your own performance. What we need is for the citizen to have complete control over their own.
Who's going to control this again?
It's the same bullshit.
Like, if Gabriel came down from heaven to control this, it would probably go wrong. You know, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Did you just blaspheme?
I'm just saying. If he came down himself, he might not be able to handle that kind of control and power. What man are you going to give in control of all of this data? Everybody's data.
Well, exactly. Everybody's everybody's going to give up the control for the convenience.
We already have.
Of, hey, your insurance is a little cheaper.
Like this. Yeah. I had a fat tire the other night. It was pretty good.
Well, see, you I don't know if
brought to you by Fat Tire.
If you've seen the insurance company where she says, do you want the little clip-on thing for your car? And it's immediately just Big Brother technology to, because you're a safe driver discount, and it'll record you and make sure exactly what you're saying, and they run commercials for it on television. You put this in your car, and then it just records how fast you're going here and there. Mm-hmm. And they're talking like it's a good thing.
Okay, these
like,
have like, already should, been in commercial vehicles. These boxes have already been in commercial vehicles for 15 years.
But they have a little
They record every semi going down the road. They got a little black box in there, just like in an airplane, that records all of the every function that is performed during driving, from speed to brake pedal pressure. You know what I mean? So everything, how you shifted gears. And they try to actually use that information to improve driving skills, yes, for commercial drivers, and that's how they've been using that tech so far. That's how they sneak it in, though.
I mean, the whole whole point is technology is useful.
It can be.
But who's it useful to? Who is utilizing it?
Scumbag fucking government.
You follow the trail, it usually is, it's going up to corporations and a few wealthy pockets right now. So in my observations.
So it would seem. Indeed.
Build a base.
Oh, what are these corporations doing with all this money? Building giant underground bunkers and shit?
Yeah, underwater, under ocean, under there. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out how to get fresh water to these underground cities they're building.
That's crazy. And fresh air is what they're going to need.
They really need fresh. That's where they're going to be
screwed.
That's
what's going to fuck up, because they're going to like burn the atmosphere. Or
oh yeah.
Speaking of technology.
Oh, well, you know what was great?
Well, who cares if there's only a couple thousand of you?
Right. Yeah. We stored up plenty of oxygen for us.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the story of Dr.
Right
Oppenheimer?
Right next to all our gold.
Oh, Oppenheimer.
Of Dr. Oppenheimer, the Trinity test. I went over thing. It was
unleashed.
It was a YouTube video. Five experiments that almost ruined the world. But I think it was number one or number two was Dr. Oppenheimer. And it even said through the whole thing, he was warned by several of the leading scientists at the time. Now, when you activate this huge nuclear explosion, it could activate with the nitrogen in the atmosphere and burn it all down. I mean, we could turn this planet into Mars literally almost immediately.
Oh, whoops.
You know, Hey. Fuck it. Because
according to my calculations, it should be okay, probably.
Because we either burn the world down, or I become...
If my math is
I become
correct,
the man. It always is.
And I become right.
The world burns down, or I become all powerful. Well, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
So it would seem.
And people think,
what is with this craziness? Who's animating these corpses that are in charge of this kind of power?
It's disturbing. You
know, it's the zombies. They're animated corpses. Thank right?
God. So it would seem.
It's a techpocalypse. We have technical zombies. They're running corporations.
Madmen in charge of all of this technology. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. If Gabriel came down from heaven, like I said, to run all of this technology, maybe we'd be okay, but it's not like such good intention folk that are behind all.
No,
this.
It's the scum of society. It's these people are inbred and stupid. They're just born into fucking lots of money and connections. It's scary. I mean, look throughout history. Like when inbreeding, like always, it turns into like inbreeding because they get so weirded out about holding on to their fortune. Look at Rome. Look at the pharaohs of Egypt. I mean, look at. You can take it to any empire you want to take it to. It always comes down to these little clicks of people that are inbreeding.
They start. Most of the people listening have gone to a town larger than having to ask your first cousin out to the dance.
Right.
But you think about it, though, that's how the biggest town started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those same families. Not all of them got all the money and everything, but there's still a whole bunch of them around.
And they're still marrying third cousin.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, sort of like that.
I would say there's only 6 points of separation from everybody, you know?
The elites is just a bunch of fucking hillbillies and shit, apparently.
More or less.
Money. With a whole bunch of money and technology.
Yes,
the technocrats are definitely in charge of shit right now, though, gotta say. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
And they've written lots of things bragging about what they want to do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's lots of stuff to look up of what's been written. Well, I mean, just...
Like the one piece of shit said, the Rockefeller boy.
From Aldous Huxley to
He said I can hire half the working class to kill the other half. And he meant it, and he could. And that's because that's the patheticness and the weakness of people. Is greed and the hate of others, you know.
So I say it's more or less desperation. People want to If you got that much money, they want power and control over other people. All they want to do is pay their mortgage, raise their kids, have a
place. And in the meantime, get to rape and torture and destroy people.
If they have to do that
but
for
I do
a
it for
living,
my job. It's my job. I don't do it because I like it.
That becomes way more socially acceptable when it's for that, it seems.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally 100% acceptable. I'm not doing this because I like it. I'm not psycho.
It's just because I got, you know, 3 kids.
What am I, disgusting?
I'm a family man.
Right.
I'm a family man.
It's for
my children.
It's for my children that I do this.
And here behind door number one.
Hey.
Katie Robertson.
What up? As promised, Katie Robertson shows up.
Robertson.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going very well. Glad you could make it.
Well, should we go to break?
We walked
first?
In on our, yeah, we're going we'll to break. We're going to play a little bit of music. Apparently, we're going to play a little bit of music and go to break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up, so
you want me to bring up,
hey.
Hold on a second. What do you want
well,
me to
no,
say?
Not, not.
And then we're going to come so. Back. We're coming back after break with some Katie Robertson. We'll be right back.
this information was suppressed. It was kept from the American people. Why? How many pieces of evidence do we need to prove that there is a conspiracy?
So we're back on the Intel Scatter.
You just heard some exclusive Katie Robertson acoustic and switch off safety.
As well as
Death Smiles Back.
Death Smiles Back.
Got to put out a kind word to our friend, Mr. Halliard came by the other day, and Christine Gregory and the folks that did that song. We got a couple of folks from Ripple Effect that will be playing this Friday, passing through the room if they want to tell us what's going on.
Yeah, go to Shooters. Free show.
Friday. Shooters. At Shooters, yeah. Ripple Effect.
What time?
Okay. Valentine's Day.
Day after Valentine.
No, it's Valentine's
Day. That's Valentine's Day.
Single, Singles Awareness
evening.
Day.
Really Singles Awareness Day.
Awareness Day.
You didn't know you're single.
You didn't know it. You are sharply aware. You're sharply aware of it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's a free show, so there's no excuses. Get your ass.
Full moon. Ah, woo.
It's also a full moon on Valentine's Day. Yes.
It's
a really nice. It's a good night to go out and try to get.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I'm scared.
Complete with dirty piñata. I'm from Arizona. This should be fun.
All right, guys.
Yeah, love Valentine's Day sucks, but Ripple Effect is awesome at Shooters.
See you guys.
With Kate Robertson and who's that other chick?
Mandy Bradley.
Mandy Bradley.
She's been playing around town for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. She's a really awesome singer, too.
The other one, Angie Perryman, it's her first show ever, so.
Excellent.
Put her on the
spot. You got to speak up into the microphone a little bit more, I think.
Okay.
Well, y'all, it looks like y'all sharing that one tonight.
Ouch.
I'm getting really close to my mic tonight. Anyways, so we're Katie Robertson's here in the studio tonight, and we also have Travis Olson, the legendary.
Hello.
Travis Olson, live in the studio tonight.
The man.
Yes,
the man. The legend.
The excellent. And we are. It is a tech-pocalypse. Evening of tech-pocalypse discussion. It has been...
All technology out in the open.
All
tonight.
Technology.
After it's been totally wrecked.
I mean, what about hologram technology?
You mean like how they have performers on stage?
Like how they had Tupac.
Yeah.
We all seen Tupac on stage.
Oh, that's
dead.
Nothing.
That's nothing. What's Project Bluebeam?
The president of Kazakhstan? One of those...
He just did a speech.
A 10-foot hologram of him in front of everybody.
Ooh, that's scary.
Look it up on YouTube. It is scary.
I am the great and powerful God.
That's exactly what they were referring to it as.
How about holographic storage technology, where you can supposedly store up to like a terabyte in a pinhead?
So could your girlfriend technically be a hologram at some point?
What's the going rate on a hologram concert anyways? At that point, isn't like
you would think they've
already got attachments for computers and virtual reality.
Yeah, why don't they have in every bar when you play a song on the jukebox, it projects holographically into the bar of the band that's playing that song?
I don't think we're too far away from that.
That would be the shit.
That's coming soon.
Why ain't that doing now? We got that technology.
And then the price of playing a song is going to go up.
Oh, yeah, whatever. $5 a song to have the whole band holographically
sing
right there in front of you. Bang, the whole band. It's not. Oh, man, fuck, dude. Really, that'd be cool.
But
someone would have Justin Bieber up in there, and I'd be like, ah.
Everybody's got their guns out.
Throwing shit in the jukebox and stuff. Oh, yeah. I can see the first person going to jail for smashing the jukebox that played some dumb shit. Right?
That's actually pretty awesome.
$5 HoloTouch tunes.
So there's cool technology coming up.
Patent
by 2016, there better be a holographic
hologram
in every
technology. That's cool.
I'm ready.
What other tech we got, huh? Travis, what you got? What you think? What's coming up technology-wise?
Oh, I don't know.
It's going to change mankind.
I guess I'm kind of a fan of LED technology, just the fact that, you can apply it to a lot of different things. You know, they have, like, LED paint where you can apply it to your walls or whatever, and say one day on Monday you want your walls to be green, Thursday they'll be orange or whatever. But
wow. Oh, that's nifty.
Yeah,
that's
I never heard of that. That sounds awesome.
Like Total Recall or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a view of like a nice mountain one day. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like the TVs they had in Total Recall, where you could just change it.
They got tennis shoes too, where you can change the colors on and stuff.
So, could you like, speaking of Total Recall, could you have like a holographic projection of some other face over yours for your Halloween mask?
Sure.
Is Halloween gonna change? Due to holographic technology, too. Could you hologram like Tupac?
Well, we're already there.
Walk around and
be. I bet they can
actually whatever you want to look like.
If an app isn't already there, I'm sure you can already do it with Google Glass.
I mean, I don't mean to drag this holographic thing through.
To be on the other side of it, yeah, you could be wearing the Google Glass, and that could put a mask over people.
Whatever happened to it with
the holograms? We're already there.
It seems
in
like
one sense.
Sorry,
and I'm like that never... text being repressed.
Hologram.
Yeah,
that's coming out strong.
Where?
But I remember, like, in the early 90s, it seemed like it was kind of made a big rush and everything like that. You could actually find the video games and everything in the arcade. And I don't know, it seems like they kind of turned away from it. Like, new virtual reality.
I don't know, maybe the military figured out something and turned it into something military. You know, they found something out about it. Sure. And we're like, whoa, whoa. Easy peasants.
You know, we'd like to welcome our listeners tonight, too. If you got an idea, think is the technology? What's enabling you? What's crippling you? And what is going to destroy us all? If you have anything, the number is 406-694-7150.
694-7150.
And I want to put a shout out to Glenn Wells for the thumbs up.
Yeah. Shout out to Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn.
And his station?
The Glenn and Ben Show.
They're up in Alaska there.
And they're coming out with some shirts, and they're actually going to scratch out Ben and Glenn and put the Intel scanner on them. So
nice.
That'll be fun.
Speaking of shirts, you know that Puppet Master Publishing has really cool shirts. At puppetmasterpublishing.com.
Really cool.
Check them out. Their book today is out. The last days of the proletariat.
Proletariat. Absolutely. So yeah.
The second release coming soon.
Coming soon. Excellent. So and totally Lanik Technologies and the Total Rack. We couldn't do this Intel scanner without you. MTRadio.net is a conglomerate of good-hearted souls that want to share information and just, you know, publicize local Montana goods and services.
That's awesome.
We're coming at you live. It's emergency broadcast. We're at the Pentagon. They haven't spotted us yet.
No. We're
lucky to be here.
It's under construction.
I can't believe we've gotten so far. Usually someone stops me before I get all the way through the hallway.
They're still picking up.
We got all the way in here and set up, too, and no one said a fucking thing.
Plane parts from that plane that wrecked years back.
We all had badges on, little name tags and shit, though. I'm saying,
don't worry, it's all fixed up.
It happened just like a movie.
It's all fixed.
We beat up people.
It was just a snack.
I love it, right?
Yeah. Like straggling them out, pulling them into the janitor's closet, like changing in their outfits.
We do have a couple announcements tonight.
They can't keep us out, I'm saying.
Saturday, the 15th, here we have some kind of radical production with the Superheroes of Montana at Gray Gabriel Toys. This is a photo opportunity for your kids and donate to charity with the superheroes. It's 10 to 3 o'clock on Saturday. Whoa. Gabriel Toys. And then once again on the 14th, Valentine's Day at Shooters.
Yeah.
Katie Robertson and Ripple Effect and a bunch of
Mandy Bradley.
I went out of my way to make sure that every act had a female in it.
So. Exactly. Right. And that's a free show at Shooters.
For Singles Awareness Night. Right. February.
So is the music going to be any good?
Hope so.
Oh. Josh?
Josh will be coming on stage to play with me too, so.
Coming on stage Friday, Josh.
Hopefully he doesn't.
Josh. Shiny?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Josh. Name. Word. Excellent. Totally.
So you're playing with Ripple Effect?
Right. Yeah. It'll be my first time seeing them live, so I'm really excited. Angel used to be in Cancerous, so.
And this is at Shooters?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll go.
Yeah, this is my show. I booked it and everything. I had to pretty much coerce Dan into letting me.
Good old Dan Michaels.
Yeah.
Good old Dan.
We'll give a thumbs up to Shooters.
Props to Dan and Shooters Bar in Billings, Montana. If you're ever in Billings, Montana, stop by Shooters. They'll treat you right.
Proud customer of Century Gaming, Shooters Bar.
They need to put some checks in the mail.
You know what? Dan knows how to hire some waitresses. Along with Serco. Let me just say right now,
Dan would be hiring some waitresses.
Yes. That's all I'm saying. Dan got a good eye for that. Gotta say, a flair for picking a, a, hardworking girl that's willing to give for the betterment of the company.
Yeah, when I worked there 6 years ago,
he's a patriot.
A true patriot. He picks some true patriots. He is a true patriot.
He is a patriot.
He is a true patriot, this man. Dan Michaels, here's to you.
Cheers!
Rob. Yeah, Robin Cheers. Now, for our radio listeners, we just did a social around. A discussional round table.
Square table.
Whatever, they can't see it. They can't see it. I don't even...
Pentagon doesn't have
this
round
tables. This is a five-sided... This is a pentagonal table.
It's a
you upgrade your tables every time I come in.
Ouija board table. We're actually channeling spirits. The spirit of Dan Rather. What do you say, Dan?
He's not dead.
Do you want to call in?
Yes.
Rather, feel free to tell us you're not dead.
I'd rather you didn't think I was good.
We heard that you were dead.
He's still alive.
That anthrax letter thing didn't
sort of a reanimated corpse when he was on the air. Probably is never going to die. That guy's like a vampire.
Evil people don't die until
vampire,
they're really old.
I think.
Like yeah, especially like these talking head media people. They are bad people.
Like Dick Cheney. Triple bypass, a whole waited for some heart transplant.
And then he shoots a guy.
He's sort of like, he's like alive and healthy coming back and shit. It's just like, damn, wow.
Maybe he's a robot.
The best part of that story, him shooting that guy, was that other senator or governor, whoever it was that he shot, held a press conference to apologize to Dick Cheney for having gotten in front of his gun and getting shot in the face. Yeah. That was the best
That's
part of the
power
whole.
Right
that
there.
Is pretty awesome.
In the face.
And literally, if you ever look it up, that's how he words it. I wanted to apologize to Mr. Cheney for getting in front of his gun. It was totally my fault. We're just like totally just sucking up. It's disgusting.
And then they're in the back behind the technology curtain holding his kid wrong. There. Like, yeah, you say that.
Yeah. They're like strangling a puppy next to his kid on the thing.
Say you're sorry.
You want to do it to your kid?
Oh, boy. Holy shit. We're here tonight on the Intel Scanner. Broadcasting live.
Blowing it up.
From the Pentagon.
In your face.
Can't believe they let us in the Pentagon to do this. Those guys are so cool. I mean, they must just be all up in us.
They give the Pentagon guys a bum rap. They're actually some sweethearts.
Well, they're all right. Thanks, Pentagon guys. We owe it all to you tonight. I mean, we wouldn't be here without you.
There are no...
Without your security. Without the security and police state.
Bathrooms in the basement.
It really...
We need protecting us from the evil...
From the evil
snarks
terrorists.
And hobgoblins of the knights, apparently. They're everywhere.
Terrorists.
They're everywhere. We need protection from them.
Darn hobgoblins.
I know.
Where are the monster under the bed that gets me.
They're the real terrorists.
Thing is, we're the most heavily armed nation in the world, as far as the society goes. And we need protection? I think not.
I feel safer already.
You know, I heard an interesting thing the other day, that the United States produces over 40% of the world's arms since World War II, and that was the figure then, and it's only increased every year.
That seems like a bad idea for a country give other countries guns.
Your taxes pay
you one
for
day.
War. And war machines.
Right?
We are the Fourth Reich. Don't tell anybody.
Right. I'm not going to tell anyone else.
Fourth?
Yeah.
I heard of the Fourth Reich once.
as we're speaking about technology, what about food technologies? Because we just heard about Subway having to pull this ridiculous chemical out of their bread, the rubber.
Oh, the plastic.
Whatever.
Thanks to the Food Babe. Check her out at thefoodbabe.com.
Well, that's just another point of our oil industry is the plastics. Plastic is oil-based, and that would probably be a petroleum-based substance.
Absolutely is.
Yeah. Well, see, this is going to
break. That's in our food.
Plastic's evil.
Fuck!
That shit doesn't go away.
It's going to break. This is going to break a lot of things wide up. People are not going to want to hear about what's in food, but this is good.
How big is that chunk of plastic floating out in the ocean out there?
Oh, it's the size of Texas.
Yeah.
Cool. We could all move on to it and live there for a
while. Yeah, it's like Waterworld. It'd be fun.
They'd just load that shit up and like go drop it off on the moon or something.
On the moon. The moonlings won't let us do that.
We should start taking all sorts of garbage to the moon.
We never went to the moon.
The moonlings. Yeah, never to the moonlings.
The dump side of the moon.
No, there
isn't. Then we can start taking the Chinese.
They live in all the craters on the moon of the moonlings. They said no. They got some super technology.
They let them vote on it.
I don't know. Are the people in charge here now, they got some crazy tech. I think we could take... They think that they could take any kind of alien invasion that may invade Earth. They think we could win against
them. That's cocky.
And that's disturbing. That is out of control, really, because if they're coming, we can't go nowhere like that. Or maybe they can. Who knows? They have control, the power over space and time. Is there time travel technology?
Maybe they already got alien allies.
Is there time travel technology?
I've heard a lot about that lately.
In the future.
In the future.
Did it. But wasn't it David Rockefeller that has the time machine? Didn't we already get to the bottom of that?
No, right. That's right. He goes around saving the universe. Time after
saving
time.
The universe. Just destroying time different again. Universes. Time just squeezing them out like a puppy.
It's for the company. He has to get the oil for the company to save mankind.
It's for the betterment. It's to save
the betterment
children.
Of anything. And the children. Yeah. Save the children. We love children.
Time traveler, David Rockefeller.
Thank God for them saving us.
we really don't give the Rockefellers enough. They really haven't gotten enough out of this planet. They're due more, actually.
Yeah, no, we really
should. They're due more, really.
It's probably almost high time for everyone to start sacrificing their firstborn child. Because, you know, that firstborn
about time somebody
child
said this.
What if
could be competition and a threat to their dominion and sovereignty. Did I say dominion and sovereignty in connection with David Rockefeller?
And
they feel they have that shit. Do you feel they have that over you? Dominion and sovereignty? If anyone even knows what dominion or sovereignty means, give us a call here at the Intel Scanner.
Sovereignty was a
sovereign.
Sovereign. Yes. I like serenity better.
694-7150. That's 406-694-7150. Give us a call.
I do feel they are sovereign.
If you feel that the Rockefellers are sovereign over us and we owe them more because we haven't done enough. They've done so much for us that we owe them.
Explain to me what that is, because I don't even know. I'm sorry. And I'm an average person.
That they
no, the Rockefellers.
That they think of themselves as essentially as an independent.
Wow, we talk about them a lot. We should do a Rockefeller show.
We should do a show.
Can't do like a 30-second breakdown for me?
Yeah, break it down. They're the richest people in the world. They control all of the Illuminati. And
John D. Rockefeller started Standard Oil. I'll give you the 30-second highlights.
He's the one, too.
Go. Okay. Standard Oil in the early, it was like 1912, was the first corporation that was so big it was broken up under antitrust, like what the government did to Microsoft. They broke Standard Oil up into what is now Chevron, Shell, ConocoPhillips, all the big oil companies that are now. So they haven't gone anywhere, nothing happened. The way John D. Rockefeller sees the whole industry is he saw that oil refineries is where the steady, constant flow was going to be, not in the oil wells. So he purchased all these oil refineries, got a bunch of people to invest with him, and that's how they started it all. And they still, to this day, that family owns all oil wells, all oil drilling.
Just billions and billions of dollars.
Take 5 minutes and do your own.
More than billions and billions.
We're talking
kajillions.
Kajillions.
Yes.
We're in the kajillions.
And they can't pay my debt off.
Kajillions.
One family is in control of that much money and power.
Can you imagine how evil those people are just horrible pie holes of people?
They just feel so entitled.
To meet.
They have a sense of entitlement that goes beyond.
Like she bathes in the tears of children.
What was that?
Speaking in Belgian,
they drink the blood of fucking babies.
That's the purest blood.
They bathe in vats of defecation.
They choke peasant children out in pools of defecation. That's it's
just saying.
It's when they get bored, they bring a kid
sick.
In.
They are just
choke out.
See, I'm just saying.
What a life.
Oh, NSA Death Squad should be here any moment. So we're gonna run on air while it happens.
Oh my god. No, sorry, John. Sorry, John.
Sorry, Johnny.
Johnny boy.
Just joking.
Just playing. What the fuck?
They took everything, though. I mean, he took everything. They somehow figured out to
learn headphones with about everything. 10-second delay, so I hope everybody gets that.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, you're talking about Standard Oil. Sony was the first electronics corporation developed in Japan. And Sony,
hi, you're live on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Name's Julio Bacon.
What's going on?
Julio Bacon.
Your name's yummy.
I'm from Billings. I don't know. I was what's the topic of your conversation? I didn't catch that one.
We're doing Techpocalypse. Is technology good, bad? What's going on?
Combination of both. It all depends on what it's used for and who's the one that's controlling what it's getting used for.
Are you a fucking politician?
There's several times throughout history where we've actually forgotten how to make several different types of technology because technology...
Oh, nothing's been forgotten. This isn't like when the Romans forgot how to mine copper.
Exactly. That would be exactly right. They started tearing down...
Didn't forget shit.
They forgot about it.
Well, hey, what are you doing? Did you want to come by?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
All right. Later.
Well, thanks for calling.
I was wondering why you're being such a dick. I was like, why are you being an asshole?
Well, the old bacon from Billings. Good points you made there. It depends on who controls the technology that really makes a difference if it's a benefit or if it's a detriment upon mankind.
Open access to all technology. I am an advocate.
Wouldn't work if you're...
Information wants to be free and...
information wants to be free.
It does.
Because it has a mind of its own and it says, I am information and I want to be free.
Speaking about free, anybody...
I demand my freedom. I am information.
Right now, they're in trouble to get their things recorded because we're getting ready to debut the new demo, right?
Yeah.
But we're all live. Well, you're doing it live, right? We're going.
I don't know. Are we going to do it live, or do you want to play the one you recorded?
I've got it queued up, ready to
go. It's such a beautiful recording. I'll play something else live.
All right.
Oh, all right. So, whenever you guys are ready, just let me know.
Well, it is time for another break.
Seems to be, huh?
Intel Scanner.
We're going to segue right into the new release, the debut of Katie Robertson's new solo project song.
So
it's called Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Scorpio. All right. So, you know how we got to do this. We'll be back in about 4 minutes and 30 seconds, people.
Excellent. The Intel Scanner. Thank you for tuning in. Katie Robertson, Scorpio. Scorpio. Going live. Welcome to the end.
Thank you.
Did you have fun recording it?
That was so much fun. I did it in one take, so basically I was just watching you do your thing.
Well, thank you. You know, that's just me, the total wreck, the sound guy.
I would do
right?
That.
But we're here at the Intel Scanner. We got Katie Robertson from Cancerous, who's doing some solo stuff. And Friday night, they're playing at Shooters. There's a whole bunch of lovely ladies that would like an audience. If the Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is out there, you guys are welcome to come in for free. But we got her in the studio here. We got Travis O, who we haven't heard much from yet tonight. So we're going to grill him next after we get some music here from Katie, who has been kind enough to come in and bless us with some wonderful live music.
You're welcome.
And we're going to turn off a couple of microphones right here, including that one and that one. And now, Katie, it's all about you right now.
Awesome. I'm going to play a song called Disown Me. It's a little older. Die without dignity. The load laid upon me makes me lay down with the weak. The road laid before me is the same path as all the rest of you sheep. So God, disown me. Lay your healing hands not upon me. If hell is still burning, by the time it's done with me, it wouldn't end my yearning. As a slave, die with some dignity. So God, disown me. Lay your healing hands not upon me. If hell is still burning, yeah. By the time it's done with me, it wouldn't end my yearning. So God, disown me. Lay your healing hands not upon me. Hell is still burning. By the time it's done with me, it wouldn't end my yearning.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to share? I know you got one or two.
Well, we can let you rest for a minute.
So we're going to... Oh, we're going to hang tight?
Hang tight.
All right.
Hang tight.
Well, we'll all be right back. Turn on your mics.
All right.
Oh. And we're going to play a little music right now. And
no, we're running the show.
Okay.
I'd like to just give a shout out to Atlantic Technologies and Total Wreck.
The Total Wreck.
As well as Puppet Master Publishings.
Puppet Master Publishing. PuppetMasterPublishing.com.
Let's start it on that.
Check out their new book.
Last Days of the Proletariat.
We need the sound effects.
Proletariat.
No.
Excellent. Well done, Katie. Awesome.
Thank you.
That was great. Thank you.
Kick ass.
Thanks for letting me come play.
And you'll be playing on Valentine's Day evening at Shooters. That's a free show here in Billings.
Are you guys going to go?
Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that should be fun.
You're going to go too?
Yes, absolutely.
All of you.
Yeah, that should be fun.
I think it will be.
I love fun.
Fucking hate fun.
I want more fun.
Well, what do you think about robotics? Did you look at the Boston Dynamics? On their website, I posted up on the show that... Like they have a cheetah that can run 30 miles an hour. It's a small little cheetah robot.
And Big Dog.
Big Dog.
Yeah. Everybody's seen Big Dog videos on YouTube.
Pet Man is the scariest. What? Pet Man is the true Terminator.
Pet Man's pretty good.
Pet Man's really scary.
That's a thing, a real thing.
Oh yeah. Oh, we can bring up the Boston Dynamic if you just go to our.
Well, yeah, they've made some real advances. Wow. And
if you just go to our Intel scanner page, I posted it.
And their technology, and you know, Google owns them now.
They've got everything from a hummingbird to a mosquito to a sand flea.
That's it right there.
Really?
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Petman.
No, Petman, it's they have them even dressed up in a scary gas mat. Yeah. Yeah,
that's $10,000 for free to go back.
Yikes. All right. Technology rules.
Shit's breaking.
It only does what it's told.
Or what it's
technology.
Technology does what it's told. Who's telling it what to do? How about the smart technology, the smart meters on our houses? The smart grid that they're, you know, the smart cars that are going to be driverless and driven by a computer. What about that technology? That's coming up. Yeah, that's coming up. Bang, though. They're going to, the Google cars, absolutely. Yes, everywhere, all over.
The ultimate question I have is how are these computers going to handle being able to deal with conditions like we have here in Montana with
right.
snow and ice and things.
No, I don't.
Are you going to be able to adjust for that?
I don't know.
Compensate?
I have no idea. I don't know. All I see is problems coming out of letting control over our everyday lives go more and more to an automated machine network instead of humans controlling the day-to-day things like driving. Like, I get to say how long my heat is on,
artificial intelligence has been making a lot of advancements, and it's not like we're making the one smart human-like thing, but we're making all these processes that mimic insects, wild animals. We're doing all these things at a very basic level and building them into our robotics. It can be pretty scary. I mean, you think about, you know, the cyborg robo-cat that's going to come tearing down your door.
This Pet-Man.
Pet-Man is the scariest.
That is weird.
Well, he can also navigate obstacle courses. Go
look at
him
go.
Stairs,
yeah. Where do they say, he can lean down.
Wait till that guy's coming through
he
your
can
front
swing
door.
The reason they take everything they're developing is
bang,
based
bang,
on
bang.
Motions of a particular animal and things like that. They're mimicking animals.
That's going to be my nightmares tonight.
There you go.
Artificial intelligence starts at a very primal level.
I'll post it on your page.
What's going to happen is that its initial uses are going to be for endangered human beings. And then after that, it's going to end up being used to control.
This is scary. Look at
things
this.
Like that.
Oh, he's so strong.
No, watch this. Yeah, when he throws it.
Oh, shit.
No way.
Oh, yeah, tossed it farther than most humans could.
Holy shit.
Cool. Jeez. Like a scorpion tail.
Google just bought this.
That's, I could do that, but Jesus, I don't want to fight that thing. That's what we have to fight.
Let's throw a bucket of water
this
on it.
This is like Terminator, Rise of the Machines. Do not let
this. That's the beginning of
this is cheetah. The cheetah.
And for our radio listeners, we have on the screen right now the cheetah running. And Google Boston Dynamics.
Yes, go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Google Boston Dynamics. That is a trademark. Hey, be careful spreading that.
Wow.
It's a verb and a trademark.
It's a verb and a, it's like the free
Google trademark. Boston Dynamics.
Hit the G word. Google owns it.
Wow. Or search engine. Cut it out, though. I'm not allowed to say
it. Simpsons did it. No. Google owns it.
What about
the new thing?
What about I'm Jesus. I'm not allowed to say anything anymore. What the fuck? I can say fuck, but I can't say Boston Dynamics.
Boston Dynamics is no more. They were bought out by Google.
Oh, see? So Google owns them. They will come and send a drone to
so
kill us.
So when you said Google Boston Dynamics, you were exactly right.
Exactly right. What about the... Yeah, Google.
Google's going to be the corporation. So
well,
we'll be watching the...
You know what Google stands for? Government Oogling, right?
Exactly. Well, as soon as when they buy Walmart, then you know Google has it all. When they come in, when they buy Walmart and Monsanto, then it's
Jesus.
Then Google will become proud of.
I love Google, just so everyone knows that.
Brought to you by Google.
Big fan.
And Google loves me.
And Charles.
Yeah, we need a song.
Brought to you by Google and Carl's Jr.
Well, Eric Schmidt, their the CEO, made a statement not too long ago, saying that 70% of jobs, so pretty much the whole entire peasant sector, is about to be put out of the market by robots. Everything can be done pretty soon here by computers and robots.
Oh yeah,
a lot of people have been predicting that.
They can build
a lot
entire
of people
houses
have been
with 3D
wishing
printers
for that.
Right now.
Right, that's.
No more drywallers, no more roofers, no more framers, no more laying foundations.
Start robbing folks again. Like, what else are you going to do?
Well, that's when all of the villagers gather pitchforks and torches
revolt.
And storm the castle.
And be like, but they have the drones. We already talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
They're water. They're electric.
They can't be stopped.
But the military bases that control these drones are impenetrable.
That's going to be the issue.
Did you say
controls the drones?
Impenetrable?
Impenetrable. That's a word that's not my vocabulary.
Shaft.
No, it does say shaft.
I've never met a woman that was impenetrable.
I feel like they have feelings already.
I
feel bad for them. Like they're being put on display like they're in a fucking zoo.
Like little Wally.
Get them out of here.
Free the robots.
Okay.
Like poor little
and
Wally.
And robot cruelty.
So
you went to the hospital because it popped inside.
Hold on. We're talking about technology here. Bring that back up. What do we have?
Yeah, this is a very interesting technology thing that they came up with. I heard this on the radio about, it's called a vaginal tightening rod. Yes, this would be technology.
Techpocalypse.
A girl actually went to the hospital, hence it was on the news because...
Does it use electrical currents?
Apparently it broke, the rod broke inside her and caused her to have...
like 8 million orgasms in 4 minutes.
Apparently she's never heard of Kegels.
Well, it Jesus. Came out that this was a Japanese woman and came out of Japan. Yeah, hospital because of the vaginal tightening.
Can you imagine the commercial for that?
She should be in the commercial for that. I had 8 million orgasm. 4 minutes.
I rub a vaginal tightening rod.
Graduate.
I rub it.
Side effects mean poop death.
I rub.
I totally recommend it for you.
Oh my god.
Angle she
all the time. Yeah, that had to go.
Then men would be obsolete. Like, you don't want that.
Men are already obsolete.
Amazon. Yeah, with all the weird science and the weird
sense because
now there's technology like breeding technology. Babies and embryo technology.
Cloning.
Oh, that shit is crazy.
Cloning.
Cloning technology?
Yeah, men are obsolete.
Yeah, breeding could be obsolete, really. I mean,
It will never become obsolete for me.
Oh my god. Self burn.
Oh my eye.
Well, blonde like that.
You, I've heard of
I just shaved
people
my
like,
palms
can enough money
this morning.
To like alter their child's DNA to like make them have a certain color eyes and
right
yes so designer,
if they have like
genetics.
Signs of Down syndrome
no they just
they can
recently
alter that
the
DNA.
First the birth of the first three parent
well,
child
to go do weird experiments on it.
Three parents made one child. The contributions of DNA from three people made one child for the first time this year.
No, remember the movie Twins? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito were both created by several
That's
movies.
A documentary.
Well, yeah, no,
that's a true story.
They finally admitted to the public that they can do that.
If you don't believe Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, I don't know what you can believe in.
I don't want to know you. Get down! Everybody get down!
Which one of you my father?
Get to the chopper now!
My father there.
Oh, we doing Arnie, really? Come on. He prances around in a Nazi uniform looking at dead baby pictures.
Well, his father was
fucked. He does.
Picking out frames for him.
Doing the flame dance?
I'm
like
saying,
the...
And if you've ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger prancing around.
I saw a picture of him naked
in
one time.
One piece.
Oh, I'll never be the same.
With the tutu. Looking at pictures of dead babies.
now that's an album cover. He needs to put out a rap album like that could be the cover.
Have you ever heard of that
Playing
band?
Across
the
Arnold,
what are they called?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of them, but they're funny.
To Get to the Chopper Now band.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, what are they supposed to do, a sequel where they got a triplet that's like Eddie Murphy? I'm not making this up.
Really?
That would be I believe you.
Freaking great.
That would be.
It's genius.
Yes. I mean, I might have.
Now somebody's gonna steal your idea.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you should.
Hey,
that
but
to
you.
Yourself.
But it's already like legitimately his idea. I mean, we got a recording on the show, so. Yeah. Thus, if it comes out afterwards,
like
you can be like,
"Love
this
money,
royalty rights."
Yeah, date stamped.
Twins
like everybody
three.
Pirated Tackle it, so gym. Here's 50 cents.
They find their father.
I don't think you're allowed to say 50 cents either because that's...
Because right. of the rapper?
Because of the rapper, yeah. yeah. It's a trademark.
Everything you say is...
50 cents, though.
I didn't say it with a D, though. I said L Y-D. I said 50.
See, what about the technology that is going to stifle freedom of speech like that? Because there's already, if you put stuff on YouTube that has copyrighted infringements, it'll get taken off.
Well,
what about
already,
that technology?
There's already restrictions on
and
that.
And that's all automated, too. That's
all
automated.
Yes.
Think about it, the whole Fukushima... Yeah.
There's a lot of false positives.
For a long time, the Japanese people made it impossible for there to get communication outside. They would make sure that anyone that tried to communicate what was going on to go outside. Like it was not allowed to be broadcast outside of their country on the internet or anything like that. So right there, they're using technology to limit what people can do and say, and that is it's already being used like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So where does that line get drawn between where a government needs to control a certain amount of things, okay? So you can't broadcast on the internet that, look, I saw all of our troops amassed at the Canadian border that we're going to attack Canada. And so it would be a security breach for the U.S., for the Canadians to realize that we were about to attack them. So that would be some sort of a thing, a threat to national security. That would have to be restricted information. So the government has, there's a line that has to be drawn somewhere between how much information do they get to restrict.
Speaking about lines, I just thought I'd let you know.
I haven't done lines in 10 years.
We got a courthouse cook here. Let's line it up.
I just flew in from Columbia.
Warning.
Your arms must be tired.
Are we on notice?
Official end of the show. We're going into overtime.
What time is it?
All right. 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning? My word.
2200.
So if there's anything that anyone would love to say... Before
we're not killing
you don't
the show,
get to
let's let this roll.
So, right,
man.
If you want to say anything, what would you have to say?
If we let her.
Travis Olson, if you have to say one thing to the world, what would you say to the world?
Well,
go.
To say to the world, I guess, just.
If you had one thing to impart onto the minds of the masses that you would want to say to make a difference, to make a statement, to just be funny, anything, what you got?
All I can say is, you know what, just do your best to be the best person you can every day. Keep fighting the fight. I don't know. kindness is always the answer at the end of the day.
a noble endeavor, to be sure.
Oh, yeah.
Kindness love is the way. There is a lack of kindness in this world. I would almost really like is. To speak upon that. There is a lack of kindness.
It's sickening.
A little old lady can be walking down the street. Her car broke down, ran out of gas. It doesn't have her way back to it. Doesn't barely know where she is. And some people will drive by her.
You can just slash her with a puddle.
Why is that?
You can just snatch her purse. You don't have to punch her in the head 10 times and then take her purse. I mean, jeez.
I mean,
the humanity.
People don't pick up hitchhikers anymore either, though.
Oh, yes, they do.
Sometimes.
You just don't hear about it.
Sometimes.
All depends on where you are.
I wouldn't, honestly.
Well, I've driven by a lot of hitchhikers and not picked them up.
You're like, don't make eye contact. Like
someone from, you know, the children under the stairs that got away, you know. They want to kill someone.
He'll have his tongue cut out won't be able to understand what you're saying.
Got some rickety-ass backpack and,
a dog that is starving to death.
There's a lack of good-looking hitchhikers.
So, you know what? I think everyone should be armed. If you don't have a gun, have mace. Have some kind of pepper spray.
Speaking of hitchhikers, do you remember that old beer commercial? I can't say their brand. The most popular brand for beer commercials. And like he's driving with his wife, and they see a guy carrying an axe and holding an 18-pack of beer. And he's like, pull over. And the wife is just like, he's carrying an axe, but he's got a 12-pack of beer, whatever.
But he's got a 12-pack.
So they pick him up, and then they're driving him, and they see a guy wearing a ski mask and carrying a chainsaw, holding the beer. And they're like, should we pick him up? And the guy with the axe is like, but he's got a chainsaw.
Oh, God.
That was one of the clever.
Beer.
That is funny.
It didn't stay
pick
on
him up.
Very
he's
long.
Got beer.
It didn't stay on very long. That was funny.
That's good shit.
That's a good way to get a ride, though, if you
stand there with a 12-pack of beer.
Something to offer.
Thumb in the air and a 12-pack of beer. You don't have to have a chainsaw. Just your thumb will do. You know what I'm saying? And you got a 12-pack.
Well, hide the chainsaw.
Well, not with the laws anymore.
That should be like a new movie.
That should be like a whole new movie.
In some states, even having that 12-pack in your cab is a violation, and you might, you're going to get...
Jeez, you can't even
for a trucker or for anyone.
For anyone, you know, in some states,
whatever.
I won't name them.
You can't carry
them,
a pencil on an airplane.
Well, that's why you stick it in your trunk.
Who are these people that get to tell
you
everyone?
You're gonna drink it while you're driving.
I'm about tired of that. A live transmission. My God, what are we? What's it coming to in this world? Holy shit! So what we have here is the Intel scanner.
Katie Robertson
is our special guest, as well as Travis Olson, the legendary, one and only Travis Olson.
That's a good name. Thanks good, strong name.
Thanks for being here. It's good,
a strong
good to have you here.
Next week's show, The Injustice System, Guilty Until Proven Innocent, should be a good one.
Guilty Until Proven Slave.
You see it all the time now, you know. They're killing people without proper justice, without trials, without
the man
based on their cell phone, and you know
the man
they're going after American citizens. And
I'm guessing we will bring up the Stasi network that's been set up.
Oh yeah,
the surveillance grid that's all around us.
Well, more what I wanted to discuss was more the lawyers and judges aspect of it, because that's really where the true power lies.
Oh, they already know what they're going to do before you even walk in the courtroom. They've already talked. Everything's already planned out. That's all for show, I think.
Well, absolutely.
And a lot of it is.
Not to mention the entrapment that the officer...
Entrapment,
you know,
absolutely.
They're allowed to commit these crimes in the name of justice, and it's just a complete abomination of this country.
Well, what the worst part of it really is on the very little tiny bit of complete hearsay and circumstantial evidence... You can be taken in charge for murder. What were you doing on July 6th of 2007? What were you doing that night?
Waking up.
Oh, you don't know what you were doing.
I was watching TV touching myself.
Well, we had a triple murder in Wichita, Kansas.
You can't prove you weren't there.
You can't prove you weren't there. So we think you were there. We get to solve an unsolved crime. We get to put another body in the prison system. It's really a win-win situation for the man and, you know...
They make money off of people being in prison,
so how did
they?
It slip into this sort of decadence? How did our forefathers allow the escalation
them.
Of this tyranny?
Well, they
of this
slavers.
Oppression, of this police state? Because it started out like, okay, for example, you were allowed to freely travel through this country as an American citizen. Now it went from a right to travel to a privilege to drive. That's how they changed the vernacular. Before I was born, it was a privilege to drive all of a sudden. Who says it's a privilege to drive again? Who voted for that?
Yeah, nobody consulted me when they voted for that.
I didn't get consulted either.
What happened to the right to freely travel?
The right to freely travel.
Well, that's what we're going to be getting into on the next episode. And we're gonna finish this one out here with Katie Robertson. Again, live in the studio.
You know what? I think just yes, because we can,
we're
going to play her new song. And we're going to give her a little time to get her thoughts together here.
I'm ready.
She's ready. She's got something all queued up.
We are live with Katie Robertson in the flesh. This is not the robotic.
Live at the Pentagon, Washington, D.C.
All right.
They better pay me for this gig, too.
We're about to get stormed by
here security. It comes.
One last song.
All right. This song is called See Through Me. Like Shawshank Redemption.
It was kind of a treat.
Treat for the Graveyard Squad here at the Penty. Well.
Excellent.
And that's...
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for having me.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much for coming down.
You are officially a regular.
Right? Yeah. Three times the charm.
That is... Wow. That would make a regular. Chris, yeah. too. That was his third time, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. Awesome. That was Chris's third time, also.
It's our 15th show here at the Intel Scan.
Yes.
It's kind of an anniversary down here. We're celebrating.
Yes. Hey.
Every week, it's anniversary.
Through the wonderful expression of alcohol and Bible.
Single one more time.
And Bible verses.
On the way out.
Yeah. On our way out, we have some more for you.
Yeah, we'll have that.
One more thing. What do we got?
We got her new single.
Her new single.
When you guys Scorpio. Ready to go out, we got it.
The new single by Katie Robertson, Scorpio.
You gotta check it
available
out.
Available now on Facebook.
Like, live this Friday.
Thank you.
At Shooter.
You are the man. Thank you.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out her different episodes of that she's appeared on the Intel Scanner, MTRadio.net.
Yeah, the cancerous one's pretty funny. I laughed
that
for
awesome.
A long time.
That was the moon landing.
Yeah.
That was
talked about
that
it.
That was awesome.
The moon landing.
That was a good one. That was good. Hoax or real, you decide. Fake, fake, fake. Total
yeah,
nonsense.
I mean, did they really send someone to the moon, though?
The answer is no.
No.
Didn't that guy
some
from
say
NCAA
no, some say yes.
Go?
We solved it on
I
that
thought
episode.
That that was a thing.
He just flew into space.
Yes, they did.
What a loser.
Yes, they did send someone to the moon.
What was, what so was we our have consensus yet? On that? I know we had a final
the professor
consensus.
Says yes.
That we that it is real.
And Doubting
oh.
Thomas
oh,
says
listen,
no.
You go listen to the episode. Democratic rule says that yes, we did send a man to the moon.
Huh. Are we still alive?
You're still alive. All we're
right.
just kind of like waiting for your...
Well, should I play and sing one of my songs too?
Yeah!
No.
Pharaoh! Yeah. Pharaoh! Pharaoh! Pharaoh!
Are you
come
kidding
on!
Me?
It's hard, I know
yeah,
it's
right,
hard,
yeah,
but
it is.
Do it.
No way.
Hey, come on, man.
I don't have that kind
live
of
music. It's
yeah,
like
no, I don't have that type of
thing.
Other than that I do. I don't have to know. That's not what I do. That's not what I do.
It's not like anybody's going to be that was awful, Daryl. That was horrible.
It is awful, though.
This has already been sponsored by Jameson, Coca-Cola, Budweiser, and a whole bunch of whatever the hell.
And Carl's Jr.
Carl's and the Serpa Corporation.
Serpco.
Google.
Lennox
Systems
Technologies.
The Total
Master Publishing. Total Rec Creations. And...
Gotcha.
This guy.
We got the coolest t-shirts for sale.
This is the best part. We are. You can do whatever.
Jesus?
You, man.
Oh. I want a shirt. I will so wear it on stage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We're going
to
give you a shirt.
Like I did this one?
Yeah.
Exactly. You put the cuts in the back, like the 80s.
Oh, yeah, dude,
like
I have shirts like that, too, where I tie them and knot down
yeah,
my back,
exactly.
And it like, exposes my back.
I'll cut it up, and I'll charge $10 more. It'll be
trendy. Right?
Next week on the Intel Scanner, yeah. Katie Robertson exposes her back. It's an expose of Katie Robertson's back.
Using that word more. Expose.
Well, you've been listening to
Geraldo
the Intel
used
Scanner.
It to death.
Wayne Gale.
Wayne Gale.
Thank
brought
y'all.
To you by
come
Wayne
show on Friday.
Gale.
It's free. Shooters.